in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is a major feast day, is the Nativity of the Mother of God, the greatest joy in heaven and on earth and in every place in the universe, because through the Mother of God will come our Savior. Our Savior is going to be born of her, and she is always going to be our, how you might say, our lawyer before the Lord. She always will plead with him for our salvation, because she is our mother. She has adopted us, even though we were the cause of the greatest suffering that she had endured. She didn't endure any suffering during the birth giving, when she was has given birth to the Lord. He came out of her womb, just like he did out of the tomb, through the stone, without touching the stone. And so he, in the same way, came out of her without doing any damage to her, as she was a maiden before, and she has conceived through the Holy Spirit without man, and so she continued to stay a maiden after she gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a miraculous thing that has happened, my beloved. She is ever Virgin Mary, but she had no pains, of course, when she has given birth. But she had the greatest pains, of course, when she had saw her son being on the cross, suffering the terrible death, which was at that time the most vicious, the most belittling, the most humiliating death that anybody can receive. Only the terrible, terrible criminals were hung on the cross, my beloved. And the Lord had done that for us, and she knew it. The Mother of God knew it. She knew that it was because of my sins, your sins, because of all our sins. He had died on the cross and suffered before that all night long. He was beaten by the soldiers, and all kinds of spitting was done on him, and all kinds of terrible things were done to him. And he had endured everything because of my and your sins, my beloved. We have to recognize that, and when we recognize it, our heart is going to go out for the suffering to the Mother of God, and then we will be absolutely in awe to see how is it possible that after we were the cause of the suffering of her son so much, and she still is always be willing to help us, to bring us to the Lord, and beg the Lord to have even more mercy than he has towards us, and giving us more time for repentance. He gives us time for repentance, my beloved. He wants our salvation. The Lord doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants everybody, even the greatest sinners. He wants us to be saved. And that's why he extends our life. He extends and gives us time for the repentance. And look how wonderful he made things. As we are growing, after we're born, we're growing, and we're becoming children, and then teenagers, and then grown people, and then after that, and we're engulfed in all the things in the world, and it's totally overwhelming us. We're being taken away from the Lord. Our attention is all paid to the world and to how to survive, how to live in this world, and how to be of perfect health, and looking for all the time for the easiest way to live, and how we can finally be able to then retire in our old age and live without any worry whatsoever about anything of how to take care of us and so on, because we'll have everything provided for us because we work for it. Well, my beloved, this is the worldly way. This is not the Orthodox way. The Orthodox Christians, when they live, they have to try to remember who gives them the life, who sustains them the life, that it is our Lord, is the creator of all universe, who sustains everything. every flower, every bird, every butterfly, everything that there is in existence, it is the Lord. But most of all, he created me and you. He created in his image and likeness. And my beloved, this is what we have to realize. And as we are growing, after we are born, if we have a pious parents, they will teach us to love the Lord, to praise him, to glorify him, to give him credit all the time for everything that he has given us and continues to sustain our life and our health and everything that we have. My beloved, he is the source of all goodness. Without him, there will be nothing. If he takes away from us his love, then we will perish. Immediately we will perish. And so as Orthodox Christians, you and I have to strive to try to be in contact with our Lord and all the time, as much possible as it is. The wonderful thing that the saints had done, they were in contact with him all the time. They have lived in such a way that they would always walk before the Lord, and they couldn't bear it to be separated from him. The point is, my beloved, he is everywhere present and fills all things, and actually he is always with us, but we turn our back on him. We just don't seem to care, and we don't give him the glory. We don't praise him. We don't give him the thankfulness that we should, and we just totally neglect him. He is calling to our heart. He wants to make his abode in our heart with his Father and his Holy Spirit, as he had stated that to us through the gospel. My beloved, but what is happening with us? But we are turning away. We're too busy. We're too busy with making a living, with struggling to make a living, with all the interesting things to learn, with nowadays, with the computer, with that fills you with all kinds of information. But very little on the Lord, very little about the Lord, even though there is some places that you can go on to receive the information about the Lord and about your faith and so on. This is our St. Vladimir's Russian Orthodox Information Center. My beloved, we have to learn to love the Lord. Why am I saying learn? Well, we learn because it takes a little struggle on our part. We have to first want to do it. If we want to love our Lord, then we will strive to do that. Then we will try to learn to do that. And then, seeing our effort, the Lord will give us then his grace through which we can truly love him. And the Mother of God is always there for us. Mother, our Mother, she is always there for us, pleading with the Son to give us more time and give us more grace so that we'll be able to come to our senses and so that we'll be able to truly love our Lord. Because if we love our Lord, then we would automatically strive to be with him all the time. We don't want to be separated from him. And when we do that, when the Mother of God sees that, to her is the greatest joy, and so is to all the heavenly dwellers who love the Lord, because they all love us, because we are the creation of the Lord. And my beloved, in today's holidays, the saints, righteous Joachim and Anna, they went through so much suffering in this world and so much belittlement because they had no children. And Joachim was rejected even with his gifts when he was coming and looked down upon by the authority of the church and my little one. But then came that in the old age, there came that miracle, the miracle that the Lord had given them again, like brought back maybe 20-30 years back in their life, so that they'll be able to give birth to the Mother of God. And they have done that, and they start to rejoice. You know, they're being commemorated more than any saint in our church. church. Every time we have the end of the service, we're always saying in the last there, and for the righteous Bogachets, the Bogachets, Yakimi Anna, that's the righteous God bearing fathers, Yakim and Yohanna. And my beloved, we have a certain obligation to the Lord, and after what He had done for us, and what the Mother of God has done for us, by not turning away from us, but by continuing to love us, even though we have so much turned on our Lord, and even though that the Lord has suffered because of us so much, she still continues to love us and wants our salvation. My beloved, let's make them happy. Let's make the Lord happy, and let's utilize the time, whatever is left for us. Some of us are already old, and some of you are young yet, and so let's try to use as much time that we can to keep in contact with the Lord in our heart, not with lip service, but in our heart, to keep the Lord, to cry out to Him from our heart, and He will hear our cry, and absolutely will come and make His abode in us. And beloved, we have to be so grateful that He allows us to, for our revival, to be able to receive His body and blood, which He shed for us, for our, and again, for our new life, the life not only here, but the life in the kingdom of heaven. May the Mother of God continue to be crying out for us to the Lord, to have mercy on us and give us the time for repentance, and give us that special supernatural strength, His grace, by through which we'll be able to accomplish that, and the finding of the kingdom of heaven. But we have to have that want first. We have to want that very much. And it is imperative that we develop that want, because if we don't want to be loving our Lord in return, He will not force Himself on us. He is almighty. He could surely do it. But then we wouldn't be able to love Him, because to love Him, we need the freedom. And so He waits for us to turn to Him and to ask Him to come into our heart, to make His abode in it. My beloved, let's try to do that more and more. Let's cry out to Him and ask for Him to have mercy upon us and to save us and bring us into His kingdom through the prayers of the Mother of God and all the saints in heaven. Amen.